When surfing the internet, or doing a Skype call, or watching a YouTube movie, do you like your internet connection? And although theoretically all these radio links can be very fast, in practice they may suffer a lot from interference if it is too crowded in the radio spectrum and too many people try to communicate simultaneously. When we first rolled out Wi-Fi, it was so great that it could cover your entire home, just with one access point. But if the number of people who want to connect, for instance, in a student house, at an airport, in a hospital, then it starts to become an advantage to communicate via light. Modulating the light waves can also be extremely fast, but moreover, light stays inside the room, and therefore you do not experience interference from other connections. So in fact, you really get the bandwidth that is promised on the box. And one of the interesting things is that light now really becomes an intelligent language, a message, something that carries information. And Signify is now massively rolling out systems like this, and it even fits very well with the choice of their name. And on this topic, we had a chat with Ed Huibers.
Yeah, indeed. So the name Signify is basically covering the fact that lighting becomes has a new role. Additional role, except for lighting up things. We call that lighting beyond illumination. And indeed, Eric Rondela refers to that as a new language. And let's say the most clear example of that is using lighting to really communicate, to send data.
And that's what Li-Fi does, but Li-Fi has to compete with a lot of other telecommunication standards. We have Wi-Fi, we have all the cellular generations, 3, 4, 5 is coming up. We even have Zigbee and Bluetooth, yet another one.
Now, indeed, there is a lot of technology available for communication. That shows also how important we think communication is. And I would not say we're competing with those technologies. I think we're just an add-on technology where the others either do not work. Or what you also see is that the radio spectrum is getting quite overloaded. The telecom industry calls that spectrum overload, where you really see, and some examples in daily life, like the airport, for instance, it's very difficult to connect to the Wi-Fi network because it's overloaded. Now, if it's overloaded, technology might be good, but you have to find a new way. And Li-Fi could be a new way.
If it is overloaded, that sounds a little bit like yet another with more bandwidth, but there is more to it.
No, there's certainly more to it. We're not using radio waves, but using lighting waves. That gives a couple of advantages. So, for instance, in areas where radio waves are not allowed, it's much more stable than radio wave communication. And last but not least, it stays within a space. So you have to be in line of sight of the luminaire, which opens up possibilities for security. So banks, for instance, are interested in that.
You mentioned banks, also other customers?
Yeah, we have quite a lot of customers in our market. We have pilots in roughly 17 markets now globally. Banks, indeed, for security reasons, but in the same bucket, you could also say ministries of defense, military. The other aspect we look at is the stability of Li-Fi, where we are doing pilots with real estate companies in France and in Australia. And the third aspect, not using radio waves, is interesting for hospitals, schools, and also in those areas we are doing pilots now with customers.
Mm-hmm. Li-Fi is not the first system that Signify launches to communicate with light. There's also coded light. Yeah. Different?
Completely different. The let's say the technology, you could say if you the basics are the same. We use lighting to communicate. Although the indoor positioning or the coded light we really just use as, you could say, as a sort of a beacon. And because of the density of the network or the density of the amount of luminaires, you can be very accurate. And we're currently saying we can be accurate to 20 centimeters, but it's really just used for indoor positioning. And in that sense, in terms of use case, nothing to do with Li-Fi.
And it's also marketed completely different from coded light.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. So the coded light, we see that as indoor positioning for retail, for offices, while Li-Fi is really connecting to the internet. So in that sense, retail is less interesting, but offices, hospitals, industry.
Signify launched the first generation of Li-Fi in 2018 at a light and building fair. What's coming up? Is that the final thing that has been launched now? Or?
No, you could say it's the first. Let's say that the world around Li-Fi has been pretty active in the last couple of years, but we felt it's also needed to, let's say, to stimulate the ecosystem. So without having real products on the market, it's very difficult to let's say, progress that market. So we launched what you could say our first generation products. They work really well, But they're not made to really scale to a complete building. We really wanted customers to test and also learn from those customers to come with better solutions, which will come